Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see the prices under $3 when you pull up to the gas pump, but of course, every coin has two sides to it. And there's some articles out there kind of starting to wonder, well, is this so good for the Texas economy?
Yeah, it is one of those good news, bad news things. If I go up to buy some gasoline, I think it's great. Those who are on the seller side, the production side, they don't completely share that view.
Right. So I see some differences of opinion amongst people who are commenting on this. And some people say, nah, it's not anything to be concerned about. And others seem to think, well, maybe there is, as far as specifically what's going on with the Texas economy, which has been so good for so long.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, a major driver in the Texas economy and jobs has been oil and gas production.
Right.
As a matter of fact, though, in 2013, we created about 20,000 new oil and gas-related jobs, which is about six times higher than the nearest competitor on that.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Northeast Texas specifically, I know the oil industry has some impact. Obviously, we're not as affected by it as they are in Southeast Texas or in West Texas.
No, as a matter of fact, a person here could very easily say, well, what's the problem if gasoline falls whatever price or quote? But go out to, for example, Pecos, Texas. Try to get a hotel room there, and you realize in a hurry it's a big deal there.
And, of course, that filters through, though. I mean, if the economy is good in Houston, or it's good in Lubbock, then that filters out into the rest of the economy eventually, and maybe a little bit diffused.
Oh, absolutely. And on top of that, we hear about the Texas Rainy Day Fund.
Right.
It's that oil severance tax that is a major contributor to that.
So that could have, and we do, of course, right here at this university, we have a great interest in that. And anyone who has an interest in the public schools has an interest in that, too.
Absolutely. So it is not a localized issue that affects only the Permian Basin or a few areas like that.
Well, we had Blake Cooper, the superintendent of schools, in here the other day, and he was looking ahead to the next legislative session. And right now, things look good as far as funding for public schools are concerned. But if this has an effect on the economy, then, you know, who knows how it might turn.
Yeah. And while there is not, I think, a magic price as such, with West Texas Intermediate was, I look right for it, around $78 a day. Somewhere in that 75 to 80 is that, I think, magic range, I will say, that if it falls very much below that, then things such as the fracking, you see a scaling back of that, and some of the drilling, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce. What are the reasons for the oil prices to be so low?
Well, I think there are two or three. One is that with the world economy being rather weak there, the demand for gasoline has fallen off. We think of it here in the U.S., but actually the U.S. economy is one of the less unhealthy out there. That Europe, the demand for gasoline has fallen there. But the increase in production that we've had in this country, and Texas, of course, is a leader on that. The fracking, which gets a lot of both positive and negative publicity, is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I'll throw in is that the U.S. dollar is very, very strong. And so that has helped the price for us relative to other countries.
Yeah. Back to the price of oil, the price per barrel. I was reading the article that said there's someone at Rice in Houston, expert there, saying could be as low as $60 a barrel around Christmas time. Now, that's one person making a prediction. Who knows? But now that would probably not be so good for the economy.
I think that we would notice a real impact in the Texas economy. And, of course, it filters out throughout the rest of the economy.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, what goes up must come down, and then what goes down probably goes back up again. Huh?
I think without doubt that the trend over time is going to be an upward trend. You talk about the $60. It was only a few weeks ago that we were saying that, you know, it could go down to 80.
So who knows?
Yes.
What about the effect on the economy? We talk about oil, But what about the effect on the economy just of the gasoline prices being lower? You know?
Yeah, if we could just separate that by itself, it's an enormous positive thing there. Yeah. That the high gasoline prices has siphoned a great deal of money off that would have gone into meals and restaurants, just a number of different areas there. And so in some ways, it's like a pay raise.
That's right. Sure, absolutely it is. I mean, it makes a huge difference, and I noticed that myself. You know, you get to the point where the cost is so much you don't fill the tank up. You put a certain amount in, and now that certain amount, wow, that tank is a lot fuller than it used to be. You know.
Yes, when it comes to discretionary income, that is a big, big factor.
Yeah. Well, Dale, who knows where it will go? Huh? If we could predict. We'd both be very, very wealthy men. Huh?
That's what I love about economics and markets there. It's interesting to watch.
Dad, you bet. You bet. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.